Whale Chine. Follow the coastal path around Whale Chine. The best viewpoint is on the clifftop on the east side of the Chine itself. This stretch of coastline along the cliffs has always presented a danger to maritime traffic. In particular, the reduced visibility that results from sailing at night or during fog can be very dangerous. Two examples from the area show how disorientating the fog and the darkness can be to sailors, and how such conditions can result in shipwreck. SS Cormorant left New Orleans for Bremerhaven in Germany in November 1886. The ship carried a cargo of cotton. When passing the Isle of Wight on the morning of December the 21st, thick fog prevailed, and the ship ran aground just outside Whale Chine. It was initially hoped that the ship could be refloated, even though it had grounded at high water, so the cargo of cotton bales were removed and dragged up the cliff by horses. As the weather got worse and the wind picked up to gale force, the ship swung broadside to the beach, ending up on its starboard side. The towboats could not work in the severe conditions, and after salvaging what could be removed, the ship was abandoned. During the Cormorant's first night aground, a bizarre thing happened. As if to add insult to injury, an unidentified vessel, which had also lost its bearings in the thick fog, drove straight into SS Cormorant's starboard side. Such was the force of the collision that the unnamed ship left its figurehead on the deck of the Cormorant before backing away. Evidence emerged at the Court of Inquiry that the Cormorant's compasses had been out by 11 degrees and no depth soundings had been taken, despite the poor visibility. As a result, the captain was suspended for 6 months for reckless conduct and losing a valuable ship. The remains of the ship now lie in about 6 metres of water and are sometimes visible just outside Whale Chine at low tide. The Scottish-built clipper Smyrna left London en route to Sydney, Australia, with a crew of 28 hands and holds full of general cargo. Good winds gave it a head start through the English Channel, but it entered a thick fog bank after passing St. Catherine's Point. It was mid-morning on April the 28th, 1888. Also in the area was the steamer Moto, which was on its way from Bilbao, Spain, to Newcastle with a cargo of iron ore, when it also came across the foggy conditions. The captain and the chief mate on board Moto saw the clipper Smyrna under full sail, getting closer. They gave a signal and had almost stopped the ship, but contact was inevitable. The vessels collided and a great hole was torn in Smyrna's side. It sank almost immediately. It was said in less than 4 minutes. At least one of the crew was able to jump on board the Moto as they passed. Others clung to debris and wreckage until rescued by Moto's lifeboats. Of the 29 people that were on board, 12 lost their lives, including the captain and the coastal pilot. The Board of Trade agreed that Moto was entirely at fault in the incident, and a considerable sum of money had to be paid in compensation to the owners and the crew of Smyrna. Smyrna now lies in 55 metres of water. In 2010, the wreck was investigated by archaeologists as a part of the A2S project described in the introduction. The assessment showed that the Smyrna is in remarkable condition considering its age, with relatively vulnerable features still remaining, such as parts of the rigging, bottles, and many items of the original cargo.